USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Those are the words of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the House floor Thursday. This comes as Republicans took control of the House following last week's midterm elections. Majority Whip James Clyburn saying he looks forward to raising up a new generation of leaders. Unemployment claims are falling slightly.
The Labor Department reported Thursday filings for U.S. unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Initial jobless claims decreased by 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 222,000. Weekly claims have hovered close to their 2019 average of 218,000 since early September. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, there have been record numbers of illegal immigrants crossing the border illegally. This as people immigrating legally often have to wait years. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon tells Fox Business, people that are immigrating here legally often have to wait years due to all the illegal immigrants crossing the border.
We've got plenty of folks that want to come to this country and do it the right way, respecting the laws and the rules of the country that they want to become a part of. But when you allow mass unlawful migration, those great people have to wait even longer.
North Korea continues to launch missiles close to South Korea and Japan. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh is assuring the United States is behind the two countries in condemning the launches.
Our commitment remains strong to the Republic of Korea and Japan. We are always going to stand up for our allies and partners around the world, and particularly in the region. And we've called on North Korea to stop these ballistic missile launches.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thursday, 4 prisoners were released from a prison in Burma. One American citizen was wrongfully detained for over a year. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered these remarks while in Bangkok at APEC 2022.
The security and safety of Americans abroad is my highest priority, and we will never stop working to secure the release of any American who is being wrongfully detained.
The prisoners were released as part of a mass amnesty marking the country's National Victory Day. You'll pay more to visit Walt Disney World.
Planning a vacation? Walt Disney Company will soon be charging more for families to experience the magic in Florida. Beginning in December, single-day, single-park tickets to Walt Disney World in Florida will vary in price based on which of the 4 theme parks people visit at the Orlando area resort. The new price is going into effect on December the 8th, and they are $189 for a visit to the Magic Kingdom around the holidays. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Ticketmaster will be the focus of an antitrust investigation by the Tennessee Attorney General. Jonathan Scametti launched the investigation after thousands of customers reported issues with the site while trying to buy seats for Taylor Swift's upcoming world tour. The Attorney General saying he wants to ensure that consumer protection laws and antitrust laws in Tennessee are being honored. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.